Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shira's sponsor, and the schos of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, starting a Loch Dalid in Daf Zayin Amud Beis towards the end. Sog the Mishnah. Rechovo lekabel ariach ubrio lekabel ariach. The size of the koiro, the size of the beam, needs to be wide enough to hold a half brick and also strong enough to hold a half brick. It needs to be wide enough, but it does not have to be strong enough. It can be something soft where the brick will fall as long as it's wide enough. Zok the Gemara, Rechova lekabel ariach v'chulei. Tanyam Shimon oimer, Brio ava pi shein rechova. Shimon says, it needs to be strong even though it's not wide. So we have here three opinions. Does it have to be both wide and strong? Does it have to be strong and not wide? Or it has to be wide and not strong? You need both. Shmuel Omar Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds, it needs to be wide, doesn't have to be strong enough to hold a brick. And Rav Shimon Levi Omar Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon, has to be strong but not wide. Omar B'Shimon and Bar Kastro, Mikvan de Tema Halacha K'Adin, Halacha K'Adin, Man David Achi Lechoshesh, Man David Achi Lechoshesh. Because the Halacha said on all these opinions, you can choose which one you want to use. Omar Amano Mikvan de Itma Halacha K'Rabbanon, Shavkin Leyochi V'Havdin K'Rabbanon. Once we say Halacha K'Rabbanon, even though some say halachic like yachid, you always go based on the rabbanon, and because stam mishnah is like a meir, we go like a meir. Rav ozel chad osar. Rav went to a certain place. Chama chad mavoi sharisi. He sees a mavoi that has on it a koyro. That's the gears of Rav Chaim without the word belichio. We're not talking about a lechi. We're talking about a koyro. Talking here that he has the beam. He saw the beam. The beam wasn't strong enough, so it wasn't kosher a libo de Rav. So he hit it with a stick and he let it fall because he did not want people to rely on it. So says Rav Chuno, look at the side. There is a dekel, there is a tree which is right there. And that dekel can be used in lieu of a lechi. A lechi we know is a pole. So if I have a dekel, even though it was there before, he holds his opinion is that a tree can be used as a lechi. So you have eyes, but I don't have eyes. I know there's a tree over there, and I know there's a lechi. So what's the reason I remove the koiro? I'm saying this mavi is also because you don't have a koiro. Next Shabbos, I will allow them to carry with the lechi. So they know that what I'm relying is not the koiro, not the beam. I'm relying on the pole, I'm relying on the tree. Because the beam is not kosher. So that's why I need to show them that I'm going to remove the beam and they can't rely on it. Or another mistake they can make, they can think that this koyro is kosher. Because all you need is to be wide enough, not strong enough. So therefore, I'm going to remove it to show them that the koyro is not kosher, so they won't rely on it going forward. Says the Gemara, a little different gear of the story. Ela Rav Ozel Lechados. Rav went to this place. Chama Chad Movi Shinita Kurosi. He found the Movi that there was no koyro. The koyro was there, fell off. For Ozel, he says you can't use it. There's no koyro. Only Rav Chuno Diklakayim says Rav Chuno, 1 second. But we do have a tree, and the tree could be in lieu of a lechi, in lieu of the pole. So it should be good enough. I mean, you have eyes, I don't have eyes, the same Lashon. I mean, I know there's a tree over there. I'm going to say it's also because the koyro fell. And I will rely on the tree for the next Shabbos. So they know that we're relying on the tree. If there's no tree, you can't carry. Is the Baimemer the Loyan Savrin Kerabudo? The reason why he wanted to do this is in order for them not to go with Rabudo. Because Rabudo's shita is if you have a movie that had a koyro and the koyro fell on Shabbos, it's okay. As long as you start Shabbos with a koyro, you can continue with the koyro. So therefore, I'm telling them the koyro fell, it's Osir, so they won't rely on Rabudo, even though there's a lechi over here. But I'm not going to rely on this. They're going to think, they should not come to think that the koyro is what's matter this movie. And only the next Shabbos, I'll rely on the lechi. Says the Gemara to Tanin and Tamun. Now the next part of the Gemara has nothing to do with our sugyo. As Reb Chaim points out many times in the Yerushalmi, we have different Gemaras that because they were associated with another Gemara, they came in to here. This following lines has nothing to do with our Gemara, it's just nishtarviv to here, just got stuck in this place because it's connected to the previous sugyo somehow. So the Gemara says to Tanin and Tamun, Ezu karfu of koshu somach lehir divrei Rabbeinu. Regarding which kafaf is an open place? Which one can you take wood from and yomtev and you don't say it smokes it? Only if it's close to the city. If it's not close to the city, it becomes mukzeh. But here he says differently. What does it mean here? I mean, which we're going to see in the second parak. That he says that a karfuf, you know what's a karfuf that you can use? Anyone who has a boyer shiachu meor, if he has a pit in it, you can use the karfuf. So, if you have a pit in it, you can use it, even if it's not close to the city. And here the Gabi Yontif, you say it's only if it's close to the city. So the chud is a contradiction in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Omar Mano ke beis dira ovid le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda treats it like a beis dira, meaning if you have a bor, it's a beis dira. Beis dira, regardless where it is usable. So if I have a bor, it becomes a beis dira, which could be used the Gabi Shabbos. But the Gabi Yontif has nothing to do with beis dira, it has to do with mukte. So there, if it's close to the city, he has his mind on it, and if not, so it's no steer regarding a karfif. And again, this part does not belong to our Gemara. Halacha is zok the Mishnah. You have a koira beam made out of straw or reeds. I treat it as if it's metal, as the Gemara is going to explain. That goes according to Shita of Yehuda that holds that the koira doesn't have to be strong enough. So here, I look at it, it's wide enough. If it would be metal, would be strong, that's good enough. Akuma, if it's bent. You look at it as if it's straight. Agula, if it's round. You look at it as if it's square, meaning even though right now it's round and a brick cannot sit on it, you look at it as if it's square. How do I know if there's enough of a width? Because whatever has a circumference of three tefachim has the width of one tefach. That's the rule of the Gemara. And mainly that's how I know the size of this beam. Says the Gemara, was made out of straw or reeds. This goes like a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Needs to be wide enough, even though it's not strong enough. If it's bent, you look at it as if it's straight. That's also Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it's bent, you can't put it in a brick. So it goes like a Yehuda. This goes even according to Rabbanon. We're not talking about and when it's bent towards the top, it's bent towards the side. Meaning you have here a beam, and the beam is a little bent towards the external part of the mavoi, not towards the height of the mavoi. So it's still in a straight line. You still can place in it a brick. Says the Gemara, Akum she'inu makeves ha-mavoi. Aval akum she'inu makeves ha-mavoi, harei ze asuro. We're talking about a bend that's not sticking out of the mavoi. But if the bend is sticking out of the mavoi, it's usur. Why? Because the koira needs to be within the mavoi. Within the mavoi, within three tefachim of the mavoi. If it's sticking out more than that, it cannot be a koira which is machshir the mavoi. Says the Gemara, Ve'ezu akumis. What will be the akumis? She'enu makeves the mavoi. According to Gisa Reb Chaim, that's not a problem. Does not disturb the mavoi. Says the Gemara, Avchesamud beis. Kol shilu yogud ve'en ben zu shloisho. If it's sticking out of the mavoi more than three tefachim, and you cut the part that's sticking out, and whatever is within three tefachim to the mavoi doesn't have a distance of three tefachim between them, so then you say lavud, and you have your koira, which is a kasha de koira. Says the Gemara, Gula Rimusakilu Mirubas, you have a circle. You have a beam, which is a circle. You look at it as if it's straight, meaning you make sure that you have enough of a width. Oidi de Abuda, this also goes like Abuda, because according to Rabbanon, you can't place a brick in it. According to Abuda, even though you can't place a brick, if it has the potential to do it, it's good enough. Now, how do we know the circumference? Based on the circumference, you know the size of the koira. Minayam lam, do you learn from the Yam Shashleima? Yam Shashleima is the big pit that was able to go up and down where they put the water b'samikdash b'shloim ha'melech. And it says there in the pasuk, v'yas ayom mutzok esar ba'amo, the goymer, what's the goymer? The goymer says, later in the pasuk, it says, v'kav shloishi ba'amo yisev oisosoviv. It says that it's a 30 amo circumference, but it says before that it was 10 amo misfasu atzfasu. So there's 10 amo width, and there's 30 amo circle that goes around. So whatever the circle is three, the diameter is one, and that's what you learn from Yam Shloimei. Now, there in the pasuk it says there was a circle, but we have another pasuk there that's clearly from that pasuk there was a square. So says the Gemara, if shalomar agosh kvar nemar merubot, can't say it's a circle because it says a square. If shalomar merubosh kvar nemar agol, can't say it's a square because it says a circle. And the Gemara has another problem. In tamar agol nimtzesa oimer, if you do say that it's agol, so it comes out there will be a total of Meya Vishishi Vishesh Yodos Tehoru Marzik. It will be Marzik 166 mikvahs. Now I'm not going to go here through the math. Rav Chaim goes, he does the whole cheshbon, which is also the Gemara in the Bavli goes through the cheshbon. But basically, a mikvah is a three amas height an amma by amma width and length. Now the pasuk there says that the size of mikvahs that he had in the Yam Shel Shlomi was 150. But if the whole thing was either a square or a circle, the number will be differently. The Gemara, we use here the Gius of Reb Chaim. The Gemara says like this: In Tema, if you want to tell me Merubo, that's a square, Nitzaso Eimer Me'avishishi V'Sheish Yodos Te'aru. So there's 166 Te'arus Machzik will be Mikvois 166. In Tema Ogol, if you want to tell me it's a round, it's a little less space, Nitzaso Eimer, you'll tell me Me'esrim V'Chomish Yodos Te'aru Machzik. There'll be 125 Mikvois. So how did you get to 150 Mikvois? And when Me'ato Shte'amusel Yoinois Agulosoyu. It was a 5 amas high. The top 2 amas were circle. The three of bottom 3 amas were square. And that comes out to be exactly 150 mikvahs in that Yam Shel Shlomo. Ayin Bereb Chaim that goes on through the Cheshbon. Says the Gemara on. One pasuk says that it holds a paim bas. Another pasuk says. Machzik batim shloshes alofim yochel with 3,000 bas. If shalom alpayim shkvar neimar shloshes alofim. If shalom shloshes alofim shkvar neimar alpayim bas. Is it 2,000? Is it 3,000? L'chur it's a steer in the psukim. So the morning says oimer alpayim belach shem shloshes alofim biyovish. It holds 2,000 liquid, and 3,000 biyovish. Yovish means if it's dry. Why? Because when you have something dry, you have goydish. You can fill it up over the top. From here, Chachamim learned the measurement of our boim seyo belach. That's something that holds 40 seyo liquid. Shem kuraim beyovish. It's equal to 2 kur in yovish. Every kur is 30 seyo, so kuraim is 60 seyo. So always the yovish will have a third more. And that's the measurement that we have regarding tumo to say when something is very big, it doesn't make kabel tumo. So we said, what is the size? It doesn't make kabel tumo. Is our boim seyo belach shem kuraim beyovish. So you see that the yovish is more than the lach. That goydish, the fact that you can fill it over the top, gives you another third. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Dav Ches.